Shavuot Tov Mevarach, Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the third chapter of Psachim, Mishnah Chet, Mishnah number 8. V'chen, and also, so this refers back to yesterday, someone who left to go do a mitzvah and remembered he had chametz to take care of back at home, and if he had the ability, he should go home and take care of it, but if he's already kind of gone too far towards the mitzvah, won't be able to have time, he should keep going. So v'chen, on this theme, Misha Yotzam Yerushalayim, someone left Yerushalayim, V'nizgar, then he remembers, sheyesh biyado basar kodesh. He has some meat, which is kodshim, like from a shlamim, from a carbon shlamim, a peace offering, which can be eaten inside Jerusalem, but obviously cannot be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So he's just left the city. So what's the din here? Im avar tzofim, if he's past tzofim. Now tzofim is the name of village, but it's har tzofim. It's up there where you can still see the temple where you are. Sorfo bimkomo, he should burn it right there where he is. Now, it's already left Yerushalayim, so it's possible. It's come out of the place where it can be eaten, so it's possible he can't go back inside and eat it. So he needs to just burn it where he is, so no one's going to come to eat it, because possible kodshim, meat and pieces of karbanos that are no longer usable, or after the time, or outside the place, must be burned. Imlav, if he has not yet passed Tzofim, or the equivalent distance outside of Yerushalayim, Hoser v'sorfo lifnei abirah, go back to the temple and burn it in front of the pyre, me'atzei merocha. And you could use the temple firewood to do so, because this was the normally accepted practice of basar kodshim that was pasul. You would bring it back to the temple and burn it with the other pasul things in the temple and use the temple firewood. And if not, you got to use your own firewood. V'ad kama hen chozim, on how much do you have to return, as in how much meat? V'me'emer ze v'ze mikabetza. In any case, it's kibetza. Now, this is how much chametz and how much meat. So the Rebbe Meir says an egg's volume worth. Rebbe Yehuda omer zeh v'zeh b'kezayit, both chametz and basar kodesh with a kezayit, an olive's volume worth, which is half a kibetza. Chamim amrim, and the other sages give a chiluk. They give a differentiation here. Basar kodesh b'kezayit. By kodshim, it's kezayit. Where machmer, even a kezayit of kodesh, is aser to eat, Rav Hanafram, chametz kebeitza, and they say an egg's volume for chametz. Chametz is aser, but it's chulin, it doesn't have the same stringencies of kodeshim. So mazal tov, let's go on to chapter 4. Now again, we're dealing with Erev Pesach, but another aspect of what people do on Erev Pesach, makom shenahagu, a place where they were accustomed, they had the minhag is nahagu, same shoresh, la'asot melacha b'arvei Pesachim, where they do melacha, they do work, they go to the office on Erev Pesach, ad chatzot, until midday osin. They can still do that. Now, they can only do that ad chatzot. You're not supposed to be working in the afternoon, Erev Pesach. There are some exceptions if it's something that's needed for Pesach, of course, but generally, we're not going to the office in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. Malkam Shinaku Shalola, so it's a place where they have the minhag, they don't do any malacha at all, Erev Pesach, even before noon, Ein Osin. We don't do malacha there. So what about someone who's moving? Haholech Malkam Shosin, the Malkam Shein Osin. He's going, traveling, he's not permanently moving, but he's going from place where they do malacha in the morning to place where they don't. O Malkam Shein Osin, the Malkam Shosin, or vice versa. Note in the love, Chumrei Malkam Shiyatza Misham. So we applied to him the chumrot, the stringencies of the place he left from, chumrei makom shecholach hasham, and the place where he's going to. So if he's going to Miami on for Pesach, and over there they don't do any malacha, so even if the place he came from, they do malacha, he can't do any malacha. And the Mishnah concludes, v'al yishanei adam, a person should not change, should not, you know, deviate from the local custom, from what the normal people are doing, b'nei machloket, because you don't want to cause arguments. Now, this applies in a place where they don't do malacha. If he shows up and he starts publicly doing a bunch of work, Erev Pesach, he's going against the minhag. But if it's a place where they normally don't do any work, and I'm sorry, a place where they do normally work, and he's not really doing work, but he's just getting ready for Pesach like a mensch, then they're going to say, hey, he doesn't have any work to do, or he's, you know, a guy who doesn't have what to do right now, so they'll leave him alone. So that shouldn't be a problem. Yashkochachem, zay gesund.